Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody back to the show. Let's talk gardening once again. Dirt Doctor Radio here. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I want to start this hour by giving you the weekly health tip from Real Time Pain Relief. And it's a tip on using aloe vera, which is a material that I've used for a long time. I've grown it for a long time. I've consulted with growers of aloe vera in Costa Rica. I've used it for a whole lot of different things. I think it's an incredible plant. In fact, one of the well-kept secrets about aloe vera is that it's a really good choice for interior plants. For an interior plant, a house plant, it will take low light conditions, which surprises a lot of people, I think. But here's their tip. It says that aloe vera is an amazing healer. It contains a peptide known as bradykinin, an anti-inflammatory mediator that helps blood vessels dilate. When something happens to your body that causes damage and pain, your immune system reacts by increasing the blood flow to that area to heal and regenerate the damaged tissue. While this sounds like a good thing, it's the reason for inflammation, and it can cause pain, can be very painful. Aloe vera is known to relieve this inflammation, resulting in less pain and swelling. And because the peptide slows the blood that flows to the area and prevents the inflammation from taking over. Another beneficial property of aloe vera is its ability to stimulate collagen production, which means that it can help rejuvenate the joint degeneration and pain that accompanies arthritis. Collagen is a protein substance that the body uses to connect skin cells to other cells and maintain this elasticity in the joints. It helps to build bone density and does a bunch of things. Researchers have found that aloe vera increases the production of human fibroblast cells 6 to 8 times faster than normal cell production. Not only is this amazing news for anybody wanting to prevent wrinkles, but it's also great information for anyone who is suffering from arthritis. Aloe vera is included in the real-time pain relief product because of how well it relieves pain. The real-time pain relief product is non-greasy, relieves pain within minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store or call them at 877-787-7180 or go to their website, which is rtpr.com. That's 877-787-7180 or go to rtpr.com. Real-time pain relief. Comes in little packets. It's easy to use. An open line for you at 866-444-3478. Here's Andy in Arlington Heights. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Howard. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. What can I do for you?
I have some Weigelia plants, the My Monet variety.
Okay.
And they've been in about 3 years now. And last year, I noticed one of the plants was losing its leaves, and the growth was not like the other ones. I've got approximately about 8 of them.
Okay.
And I didn't think too much of it. I thought, well, I got to replace it. And it was at the end of the year, so I thought, well, I'll wait until this year and see how it comes. And all of a sudden, it came back this year. But now I've noticed, as the summer progresses here, that most of the plants are losing their leaves along with the one that was, you know, that I had a problem with last year.
Huh.
And I'm saying, my Lord, what's going on here?
Well, Weigelia is pretty tough. I haven't grown it a lot, but I've been around it a fair amount. It'll do better in your area than it will here in ours. The things to look at, Andy, would be what's you know, what's an environmental problem? Is it staying, is the area staying too wet, not draining well, or did they dry out? In other words, some bigger issue that leads to enough stress so it starts kicking off foliage and having these symptoms that you're seeing. Is it under an irrigation system, or are you watering by hand? What's the situation there?
The situation is that it's got full afternoon sun.
Okay.
And I think I might be neglecting watering it. So I thought, well, I'm going to start watering the heck out of it.
Let's do that. Let's water more, and let's also put a mulch over the over its root system. Don't pile the mulch up on the stems of the shrubs, but cover the root zone. Get a shredded mulch from the local garden center, and you might, if you're not fertilizing it enough, it may be a little bit on the hungry side. But I think you've identified the problem. If it's full sun, west sun, and you're not watering at least fairly consistently, I think that may be our problem.
Yeah, okay. Because the leaves are, I mean, they're looking bushy, you know, and they're absolutely a beautiful plant when they're flowering.
Oh, yeah, flower in the spring, and, you know to cut them back right after they flower so you don't mess up the flowers for the next season. But I think since the leaves are coming back after a while, that's a typical sign of stress from not being watered quite enough. Let's water a little more, put some mulch over the roots, and use some organic fertilizer from time to time, and I think you'll be fine.
Very good. Thank you, Howard. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Weigelia is pretty plant. It's you see some in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and in this part of the country, but not too much. We might ought to use it more than we do. 866-444-3478. Here's Joe. It says Joe Moody in Duncan, Oklahoma. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I don't get to talk to you very much, and I won't talk about Perry Maxwell much, okay? I told you you used to work at Dornick Hills
several years
ago.
Yeah.
And I know you're big on Southern Hills, and I think you told me that was on your bucket list. Well, I was lucky enough to play it when I was a kid. But anyway,
I haven't played it yet. Dornick Hills, I have, but not Southern Hills.
What a golf course. Yeah. What a golf course. Twin Hills, a golf course. You know, he built a bunch of good.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I've got a shrub. It's called a golden something. It's green and yellow. And it's got like a white kind of a powder on it.
Well, that'd be called golden euonymus, Joe.
I think that's exactly what it's called. I knew it was golden E something, okay, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
Well, let me tell you what the problem is. That plant would rather be in Chicago than in Duncan, Oklahoma.
Okay, well, the nursery told me, she said, well, you ought to just dig it up and start over. And I said, well, you only sold me 10 of them, so.
Yeah, why did you do that?
might be a little bit late, but yeah, that's, so it's really just the.
It doesn't like
the region.
Doesn't like hot. It likes cooler climate and all that. We can control the problem on there, but it's one of those things that doesn't go away with that plant. It's kind of built-in standard equipment on any of the evergreen euonymus, and I think especially the one that's variegated like you have. But what you can do to get rid of it, you can go a couple of different ways. You can use what's called horticultural oil. And horticultural oil is a lightweight, really highly refined oil that you can spray any time of the year. You can spray it. It'd be best not to spray it in the heat of a 105-degree day, but you can literally spray it in a reasonable temperature any time of the year. And it'll kill the mildew. It'll kill scale on the plant, but it won't keep it off. It'll come back. So it's one of those things where, you know, do you want to keep dealing with it?
Dig it up then, you know?
The other way to go is you can use what we call this Garrett juice mixture, which is compost, tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, and add to it orange oil. Okay. Orange oil at 2 ounces per gallon of the spray, and it will work to handle those pests that you have.
Okay,
but again, you're going to have to keep doing it over and over and over. And it, you know, is it worth it? Would it be better for you to plant a nice viburnum or a nice holly that's more well adapted there and not have the battle?
Yeah, it seems like boxwoods do real good around here.
Boxwood's better. It's not as good as hollies and some of the viburnums, but it'd be better than euonymus.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. And I hope you get to play Southern Hills. Because if you do, you'll be going back and forth to Tulsa.
I'll get there one of these days.
It is awesome.
Thank you, okay. Joe.
You have a good day, and thanks for the information.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It is a common thing. For those of you in the North, Euonymus is a great plant, very well adapted to the North. It likes the cold. Don't like the South. Doesn't like the heat and the humidity. It struggles down here. You can keep it alive, but it is an ongoing battle. The ground cover, Euonymus coloratus, is a good ground cover. It's very well adapted here. The flame leaf Euonymus, the one that turns red in the fall, is adapted here, but not the evergreen ones. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back right after this. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Okay, Howard back. Open line if you want to jump on real quick at 866-444-3478. We're going to go to Dallas first here, and talk to, is it Dina?
Yes.
Hi, Dina.
Hi. My question is about fig trees that we have in our backyard. We bought house about 4 years ago, but tree looks like original, planted by original owners. I would say 30-some years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Huge tree. We had some fruit. Some years we had fruit, some years we didn't. Like last year, there was practically nothing. This year, tree is covered with fruit. It just seems like hundreds of them. But problem is that tree lost leaves.
Hmm.
And it seems like it started losing in June, and then by now we don't have leaves, but we did notice that there are some places where there are new leaves coming up. So we talked to arborist, and she wasn't sure what the problem was. Trees became kind of brown spots, and then they kind of shriveled and fell off.
Is the fruit still on the plant?
Oh, yes. Fruit is there, a lot of fruit.
Is it good? Is it still okay?
Well, it's still green. We did, there were only a couple that we were able to eat, but it looks good.
I tell you what it sounds like, Dina. It sounds like the plant went into stress after we came through all the rainy season that we had in the spring, and it turned really, really hot, and it got your plant probably got dry for a while, and that stressed it enough, and it responded by kicking off all its foliage. The fact that it's trying to re-leaf, like you said, is an indication to me that that's probably what happened.
Okay, so nothing really to worry about?
Just make sure that you don't let the root system dry out again. You know, we've had nice rain so you should be okay, and that may be one of the reasons why it's trying to re-leaf. Just keep a reasonable amount of moisture. Figs like a fair amount of moisture. They're not, you know, they're not bog plants or anything, but they're not drought tolerant. They're not xeric plants.
So we have sprinkler in the backyard.
So. You have an automatic sprinkler?
Yes.
Okay. Well, is there any chance that it got too dry, or the reverse, stayed too wet for too long?
Well, our yard has a slope, and actually a fig tree is planted at probably at the lowest point of the yard.
Mm, okay.
So maybe whenever it rains, we get all the water flowing through.
Well, you may have had some kind of latent damage from all the heavy rain that we had in the spring if it's the area that stays wet the longest. Get a probe. And you can make a probe out of an old golf club, not break the head off of it or saw it off, and probe the soil and just see how wet it's staying and monitor that. It may be that you need to, if it continues to stay too moist, and that turns out to be the problem, you may need to put a drainage line from the base of the tree over to a lower point so you give it more positive drainage. I would have guessed that it was the opposite, but the fact that you're saying that it's the lowest part of the yard, I think maybe the tree got too much water at one time is what caused the problem.
But I don't think it's staying there. It's we have a metal fence, so I think it's just water going through but flowing out.
Well, let's find out. Get a probe and probe that soil, and let's see how you can tell by the feel and what it sounds like when you stick this.
How deep?
I'll go down at least 15, 18 inches. If you get an old golf club, y'all have any golf clubs around the house?
No.
Well, you can go to a pawn shop and buy a golf club probably for 50 cents. Get a driver, that's the longest club, and take a hacksaw and just cut the head off so it's at an angle. And it makes a beautiful probe for probing uh-huh. the soil and seeing what the moisture's doing down in the ground.
Okay.
All righty.
So you think that's the only problem?
Well, there's always a big issue that's, you know, too much water, too little water, the plant's too deep in the ground, the soil got contaminated by pesticides or something like that, that leads to what you're saying, the symptoms that you're explaining to me. So we've got to figure out what that big overall thing is, and then if we continue to have spotting or insects or whatever, we can spray for diseases and insects, but I don't think that's the main problem. I think the main problem is a bigger issue, and it looks like it's water.
Okay. Well, talking of water, then I have another question. We have area on our side yard where when it rains, it's like a river flowing through it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we bought house, there was nothing growing there, but we put sod 2 years ago, and it seemed to be doing okay, but over the winter, it's practically all died. That's right.
Well, that could be related to moisture as well. This probe that I'm telling you to make for yourself is going to tell you a lot. And if you have water standing there all the time, even when you're not irrigating and staying real wet, you need to put a drain line in, get somebody to help you with that, get it to where it dries out in between waterings, and then your problems will probably go away for the most part.
So you think just too much moisture?
It could be, yeah. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back with you right after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite book bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard back with you, and we're going to visit with Eric, it looks like, next about a little issue in the veggie garden. Hi, Eric.
Morning, Howard. Yeah, I've got a vegetable bed that my strawberries this season bailed out on me and died off as they were trying to send out their little runners. And based on everything, it looked like it's the verticillium wilt that did them in. And I was wondering if there, I have a pretty limited amount of space, so I had to just give up an entire bed in the vegetable garden. So seeing if there's anything that can be done to help, make that area usable still.
Okay.
Or control the verticillium.
You think it's verticillium because what? It just looks like something you've seen when you did a little research?
Yeah, some research based on what has been able to grow in the bed before, you know, because things like sweet potatoes and beans have grown there, but the strawberries died, and I had another crop die in that bed too that's more susceptible to it. And we have, you know, like most people, we've got the alkaline soil. So
yeah, you're in Bedford. I was wondering if you have black soil there.
It's kind of in the transitional area, but it's usually alkaline.
Maybe it has a little more of a red color.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Verticillium wilt is a fungus, and a fungus is the disease pathogen group that's the easiest to fix, quite frankly. When you did bed preparation there, what'd you do?
I dug down. I had to remove actually a tree there, a little maple tree, but then dug down probably about a foot, kind of loosened up the soil, and then added, kind of built it up into a raised bed about a foot above it, and added some good plenty of compost and framed it in.
Compost in the native soil is basically your bed preparation?
Yes.
Okay. What I would recommend that you do for future stuff is go ahead and use all the amendments that we recommend, you know, the rock powders, with lava sand being the most important one, green sand, and if you put some azomite in with it, all these rock minerals mixed with the compost, assuming it was a decent compost, and then mixing in some sugar, some dry molasses, and some whole ground cornmeal. That combination of things will get rid of the fungus, various funguses, and including the verticillium wilt. I don't think it'll be an ongoing problem for you at all.
Okay. So the rock minerals, the molasses and cornmeal,
whole ground cornmeal, dry molasses, lava sand, green sand, and you know if you want to go all the way, the granite sand helps also, and then the commercial product azomite contains a different mineral package even than those other things. So any of those things you use will work. If you use them all, it's even better.
Okay.
And if it's a small area, you know, go ahead and do it all.
Okay. Great. Great. I'll give that a shot.
All right. Good luck.
Hi. Right, thank you.
Talk to you later. Let's talk to Carl, who is listening on KBEL in Vernal, Utah. Is that right, Carl?
Yes, it is.
What's up?
Well, on my property, I have four or five really large Chinese elm trees. And, of course, in the spring when their seeds blow all over the place and they start to sprout up, in one season they'll get 3 to 4 feet tall. And I'm wondering if we cut them off, how do I keep them from coming back?
Well, you have the same problem that I do with my great big massive American elm that I've got back behind my dog run and greenhouse, Carl. The elms, whether it's Chinese elm or American elm or cedar elm, they all have that same characteristic of sending up a jillion little seedlings in the spring.
Yes, they do.
There's nothing you can do to stop it. It's going to do it. And the only thing you can do is use a push-pull hoe in areas of beds and knock them out completely with that, the stirrup hoe, in other words. You can spray the little seedlings when they're tiny with a vinegar spray or a fatty acid spray, something like BioSafe. You can bend over and pick every one of them out by hand, but there's nothing that you can do to prevent the tree from producing the seed and throwing the seed down and having the little seedlings germinate in the first place. Even if you covered all the bare soil with mulch, they'll germinate and grow in the mulch.
Oh yeah, I have that problem also.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Look at the tool that's called a stirrup hoe. I've got it covered. I think we've even got a little video about it on our website on dirtdoctor.com. It has a metal attachment to a wooden handle like a regular hoe, but the metal attachment, rather than a typical cutting device, has a stirrup shaped metal thing that swivels a little bit. And you simply push it and pull it back and forth. You can use it in mulch. You can use it on bare soil. You can use it, you know, around the plant. You can't use it in ground cover, or, you know, you'd hurt the good plants. But in any of those other places, it's a tool that very, very quickly will knock out, you know, all of the little weeds that are trying to get started. With just one passing, they're done. It kills them.
I see. Yeah, most of the problem I have is around several sheds that I have behind my house, storage sheds, and they grow up in between them and right along the sides of them.
I guess.
The climate, you know, it's warmer and whatever it might be.
Well, now what'll work in that case is the vinegar spray. Yeah, or one of the fatty acid sprays. When you have an area that you can't get a hoe to, that you know they're going to be growing, when they first start growing, you first start seeing them, spray them when they're young and tender with vinegar, 10% vinegar or stronger, or one of the fatty acid products like BioSafe, and it'll knock them out with one spray.
Well, great. Well, some of these things are like 4 to 5 feet tall, and that's what I was wondering if I cut them off, you know, down ground level.
Once,
there's no way to keep them from coming back.
No, once you let them get that big and that woody, you got a different issue. The organic sprays won't kill them at that point. The only thing you can do at that point is to use your loppers and hand pruners and prune them off. And
yeah,
then,
that's just exactly what my wife is doing right now as we speak.
Yeah, just don't let them get to that size, and then you don't have to have that issue. Once they get big like that, once they get, you know, a quarter of an inch diameter trunks on them or bigger, but all you can do is look into the devices that you can buy online that are called weed wrenches. There's several different names, but Weed Ranch is one of them. And if you go to their website, you'll see what I'm talking about, and you can look up some of the other brand names and read the quotes by people about how well they worked. It's a device that connects to the base of the little tree that's a weed and locks in, and then you lean back on it. It functions as a lever and just pulls them right out of the ground.
Okay, well, we'll give all those things a try, see what we can come up with.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
That is a common problem. We have the same issues with some elms and with hackberries and various kinds of plants that volunteer. Shirley, Mountain Home, Arkansas, what's up?
Well, what's up is about 200 Julian ants in my my Christmas cactus pot. It's never been outside. I keep it sitting in the window. It's been there like 3 years, something like that.
Okay.
And I've never had a problem with ants. I mean, once in a blue moon, I'll see one. But I overwatered it a couple of days ago, and these little black ants come flowing out like crazy.
Okay, but take it outside and put some black pepper or red pepper or cinnamon, any of those three, in it. Take it outside and do it. Put it in there and put it in dry and kind of water it a little bit, and they'll hate it, and they'll get away from it. They'll go somewhere else. You can kill them with orange oil, but if the orange oil goes into the container, it may damage your little Christmas cactus. It'd be better to put one of those repellents, get them out of there, and then when they're running around on the patio, you can spray and kill them with the orange oil products.
Okay, but if I just take it outside and put cinnamon, they will all leave.
They don't like it at all. It functions as a repellent.
Okay, well, I did pop it out of the pot outside, and there's a massive nest down in there. I tried to drown them, but that didn't work.
Well, the cinnamon not only will repel them and run them off, but it'll probably, if you put a little fresh cinnamon in from time to time, it'll probably keep them from coming back.
Keep them from coming back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a try.
Cool. I'll try it. Can't hurt nothing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Shirley. We've got open lines, which is great because I didn't finish going through my calendar here. If you want to call, we've got just a little bit of time left. I don't know if I can get to everybody that might call in or not, but you can give it a whirl. 866-444-3478. Going along with the conversation we were having on Verzilium wilt, which, like I said, is a fungus, diseases that might be popping up for you at this time of the year are viruses, such as mosaic virus on squash. That's what gives you the discoloration, you know, gives you the mottling color. Curly top on tomatoes is a virus. The cure for that is hydrogen peroxide. You can use hydrogen peroxide, 3% spray diluted with water. And that's one thing I'm going to change. I'm not recommending spraying the full strength 3% anymore, because if it's hot and sunny, you can do some damage. You can burn some plants. You get the hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, which is 3% concentration. Dilute it with water 50-50. That'll give you about 1 to 1.5%, and it can be sprayed directly on the plants and help you with bacterial diseases like Erwinia and fire blight on pears and things like that. You can also kill fungal diseases with hydrogen peroxide, brown patch, powdery mildew, black spot on roses, things like that. But fungus problems are easier to control than viral problems and bacterial problems. So you can control the fungal problems with cornmeal, like I mentioned a minute ago, with whole ground cornmeal dry on the soil. Put a cup of it in a 5-gallon bucket of water, filter the solids out, and spray the cornmeal juice on the plants and knock the fungus off just really, really well. It stimulates a beneficial organism called Trichoderma is how it works. We'll talk about grubworms and chinch bugs and aphids a little bit when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil-building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
compost.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back. We're finishing up real quickly on this pest control part of our monthly calendar. Grub worms, if they've been a problem or you think they might be a problem, the overall good culture, soil culture, is the control. You can apply molasses. Dry molasses helps a lot. Beneficial nematodes will knock them out if they really are there heavily and feeding, doing damage. Chinch bugs, you can use natural diatomaceous earth when it's hot and dry. Oil-based products, orange oil or essential oil-based products. Other times, a lot of people will recommend to you to use pyrethrum. I don't recommend pyrethroids, the synthetic or the natural pyrethrum product. Far too toxic for use and causes people with allergies a lot of problems. Aphids on some plants, and we're seeing aphids on some plants at our place on butterfly weed and a couple of things on new growth. That's just a scent. It's a signal that there's a little stress in the plant. But usually if you don't do anything, you'll see some ladybugs or green lacewings or other beneficials around that'll take care of things for you. You can put your thumb over the end of a hose and blast aphids off. And if you really need to, get some lemon joy soap or something like that and knock them off. Fire ants, dry molasses on the entire site's the main thing for you there. You can see some other recommendations on our calendar on the website in addition to these things. Chewing insects, diatomaceous earth, Garrett Juice Plus garlic pepper tea is what I like a lot. The BioSafe products are products that you need to look at for control of all kinds of pests, and we'll add that to the list here. Cabbage loopers and caterpillars of all kinds, Bacillus thuringiensis, you know, the BT products. We've talked about mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are covered in there. You can see that. And borers and peach trees and that sort of thing. The overall program, the organic fruit and pecan tree program is what you need to use, and it's covered on dirtdoctor.com under guides right on the homepage. And then before I go back to the phones real quickly on the SPCA Pets of the Week here in the Dallas area, we got some great finds for you, and I just wanted to mention them again because Ray is just a doll of a 10-year-old miniature poodle, 17 pounds, And then Buddy is 11-year-old schnauzer. Both of them are just cute as they can be and a real nice size. And then Vader, a little younger, 5-year-old male Labrador retriever. You can see their pictures and all the details about them on our website, dirtdoctor.com, under the button, SPCA button. Back to the phones. Emmy in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Hello, Emmy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was hoping to put out a fall garden. I wasn't able to put anything out major in the spring. But my problem is where I'm wanting to make a garden, the grass is thick and plush. I think it's Bermuda, but I'm not sure. It's a kind that has the runners that goes out, and every little joint starts a new plant.
Yeah, Bermuda grass is the worst weed of all when you're starting a new garden, Emmy, and you've got to get it out. The biggest mistake people make is that they think that if they till it first, it'll be easier to get it all out. And that's the worst thing you can do, because if you till Bermuda grass and then try to remove it, you will have, you know, jammed a bunch of those rhizomes down deeper in the ground, and each one of those little pieces can rejuvenate a Bermuda grass. So the way you get rid of Bermuda, mow the top off first, throw that in the compost pile, and then scrape off an inch and a half to 2 inches. That gets the rhizomes. The rhizomes are the underground stems, and that's the reproductive part of the plant that you don't want to drive down in the ground with tilling. You see what I mean?
So then that top part of it, just put that on like a compost area?
Yeah, put it in a compost pile, and the composting will neutralize those rhizomes. But you just take a flat shovel or a grubbing hoe, or get a landscape contractor or a nursery to come over and use a sod cutter, or do it by hand, and they'll fight you on it because they probably haven't done it this way, but just take out a nice smooth layer, an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches, throw that away. Then you add your compost, rock minerals, lava sand, green sand, azomite, granite, and the sugars like dry molasses and whole ground cornmeal to the surface of that bare soil. Till it in to about a depth of 10 inches and plant away. You'll be ready to go.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's going to be a project, but I'm thinking.
Yeah, do it right, or you'll be fighting that Bermuda, you know, forever.
Oh, yeah, I know. I tilled one time, and all it was just thickening the grass.
Yeah.
It came up thicker than thick.
Yeah, even if you spray it with a toxic chemical, you know, and then tilled it, you probably still would have some come back. And if the organic herbicides, they'll kill it back the top pretty well, but leave some of those rhizomes alive. So you got to physically remove them, okay?
Yeah, I don't want toxins. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. And I'd like to thank everybody. It was a fast-moving show today. Man, 3 hours went by fast. Lots of good calls, good questions. And if you have a question from now till next Sunday when I'm on again, go to dirtdoctor.com, sign up for our free newsletter there on the homepage, learn about our class, the Natural Organic Certification course, right there on dirtdoctor.com. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds.